Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present Curtain Time! Makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. A capacity crowd fills the lobby again tonight, and here, eager for the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I understand a very important announcement will be made at the end of tonight's show.
That's right, Myron. A very important announcement. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, let's settle back in these excellent seats and glance at the program. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in My Widow Lorraine by Marguerite Jacobs. Mr. Elders will be heard as Jerry Mitchell, and Beverly Younger is featured in the role of Lorraine Abbott.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of My Widow Lorraine. Well, the scene is the office of C.B. Todhunter, managing editor of the Courier. At the moment, Mr. Todhunter, still frowning, looks up from his desk at a young man who has just entered.
Well, Mitchell, so there you are at last.
Yes, sir, in the flesh. Well, C.B., how are you?
Mitchell, you're fired.
Fired?
Yes, get out and stay out.
Why, C.B., is that any way to treat the Courier's best and most trusted reporter?
Trusted? Huh. 7 years ago, I sent you out on a story, and that's the last I heard of you until now.
Oh, but you remember that day, Pearl Harbor.
Oh? Did you go down there to cover that story?
I rushed to the nearest recruiting station to enlist.
Very patriotic, Mitchell. But couldn't you have dropped me a line during all these years just to let me know what happened to you?
Well, I was pretty busy, C.B.
But the war's been over for 3.5 years. Why didn't you return after VJ Day?
Because my heart was broken.
Is that so?
Yes, the girl I was engaged to when I left married somebody else.
Smart girl.
So I just drifted around Europe and the Middle East.
No wonder everything's in a mess over there.
But now I'm here again, ready to settle down.
And you thought you could breeze in here after being AWOL for 7 years and find your old job waiting?
Oh, what I want now is that job as foreign editor.
Mitchell, get out of here before I blow my top.
Okay, I'll settle for a job as a reporter.
Beat it, Mitchell, I'm a busy man.
Well, if that's the way you feel.
I do it. Jerry, wait a minute. On second thought, maybe I ought to give you another chance.
Well, C.B., I knew you'd be glad to have me back after you had time to think it over.
Sure. And as your first assignment, I want you to get a story on Lorraine Abbott.
And who is Lorraine Abbott?
You've never heard of... Oh, yes, I forgot. She's become famous since you left.
Is she an actress?
Look, Jerry, I'm busy now. Ask Carl Bruce to give you all the details.
Okay, C.B., I'll see him right away.
You mean C.B. actually gave you your old job back?
Carl, the old boy was tickled pink to have me back.
Well, I'll be. He swore he'd never hire you again.
Oh, that was just the old guff. What's more, he's given me an assignment already.
Yeah?
That's right, a story on Lorraine Abbott, whoever she is.
Uh-oh, I knew there was a catch.
A catch?
Jerry, C.B.'s been trying to get that story for his series on successful American career women for 2 years. But Lorraine Abbott never gives interviews.
Oh, so that's why that old crumbhead suddenly turned so... He thinks I won't be able to get that story.
That must be it.
Well, I'll show him. Carl, who is this Abbott dame, anyhow?
She's a widow, Jerry. Still young and glamorous and one of the best-dressed designers in the business.
Young and glamorous, huh?
Yeah, and it's also rumored that she's engaged to her business manager, Eric Hyde.
So what? I don't want to marry her. I just want to interview her.
You won't succeed, Jerry. You know, there must be some mystery about her. She avoids publicity like the measles.
Well, when I turn on my boyish charm, she'll swoon right in my arms.
That I must see.
Okay, come along.
Look, Jerry, it's no use. Nobody's ever been able to get by that receptionist and secretary who got her out of office.
I'll get by, son. Women always go for me in a big way.
Yes, sir, this I gotta see. Come on, you ink-stained Casanova. Let's go.
Next month. But, Eric, I can't marry you that soon.
Soon? Lorraine, darling, you've been a widow for 5 years.
Yes. Yet somehow it seems like only yesterday that I lost poor darling Jerry.
Frankly, dear, I think you'd find it easier to forget if you'd remove that photograph from your desk.
But I've had it there ever since I opened this dress salon.
Lorraine, I've respected your grief. I've admired your devotion to your late husband, but it's time now to put away the past and begin a new life with me.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Good.
Tonight I'll take Jerry home and pack him away among my souvenirs.
Well, now, shall we set our wedding for the 12th? That's a month from today.
But I'm planning to sail for Paris on the 30th.
All right, then. We'll be married on the 30th, and I'll sail with you. We'll make it a honeymoon, as well as a business trip.
Eric, can't we discuss it tonight? I'm so busy
Darling,
now.
Darling, it's all settled. Don't worry about a thing.
Lorraine Incorporated. No, Mrs. Abbott is in conference now, and...
Look, honey, can you spare a moment of your precious time?
Okay, but if you're a reporter, you just... Ah! It's him!
Oh! See, Carl, women go for me in a big way.
Yeah, that boyish charm really sends him. But where?
Now, see here, what's going on out here?
Look, beautiful, I just wanted to see Mrs...
Oh! It's you! You've come back from the dead!
Oh! Say, that's funny, Jerry. I never knew you were dead.
I'll say it's funny. I've never been dead in my life. Come on, maybe Mrs. Abbott can explain what's going on.
What's the meaning of all this commotion?
Well, that's what I want to find out.
Oh, no. No, it can't be you.
Catch her, Jerry. She's swooning. I've got her. Hey, what is this strange power you have over women? You and Boris Karloff.
Come on, Carl. Don't just stand there. Do something.
Here, I'll help you carry over to that sofa in her office.
Okay.
Frankly, I don't think you should go around charming helpless dames like this, Jerry.
Look, Carl,
good heavens, what happened? Is Lorraine ill?
I don't know. She just took one look at me and fainted.
Okay, Carl, put her down.
Yeah, what? Why, you're Jerry Abbott.
I'm Jerry Mitchell.
Don't be silly. I'd know you anywhere. That's your photograph on Lorraine's desk, isn't it?
Of course not. It can't... Gee, I guess it is me.
Hey, that is you, Jerry.
Well, is that your writing on it? With all my love, Jerry?
That's my writing, all right, but why... Why would Mrs. Abbott have my photograph on her desk?
Because she's your widow.
She's my...
Well, she's mourned you as dead for the last 6 years.
But I'm not even married. I never saw Mrs. Abbott before. Did I, Carl?
How do I know?
Why, you're accusing your poor, unhappy wife of lying.
Now, look here.
You've admitted that's your photograph, yet you come here pretending to be someone named Jerry Mitchell.
My name is Jerry Mitchell.
Then you married Lorraine under an assumed name.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, I've... Look, whose side are you on?
Well, gee, I can't help feeling sorry for your poor widow, can I?
She isn't my widow. I never saw her before.
Then why did she faint when she saw you?
Because she recognized him as her dead husband.
Oh.
Hey, wait. She's coming too.
Good. Maybe you'll believe her when she tells you this is all a mistake.
Are you feeling better now, dear?
Have I been asleep, Eric?
You had a terrible shock, Lorraine.
Yes. It was like a nightmare. I dreamed that my husband had come back from the dead.
Mrs. Abbott, I'm sorry I caused so much trouble.
Oh, it's true. Jerry's here.
Oh, there she goes again, out like a light.
The curtain falls on the first act. Tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Beverly Younger. And now, Myron Wallace.
Everyone, whether he goes to school, works in an office, or stays at home, likes to have a little relaxation to look forward to in the middle of the afternoon. And one little treat that has come to mean real mid-afternoon pleasure to candy lovers all over the country is the taste treat of the new Coconut Ping Bar. For in the new Coconut Ping, you enjoy a real candy thrill, a sweet dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of the freshest pure white coconut, and a soft, creamy, rich nougat center. All melt together in your mouth to give you that rare taste blend you can find only in the new Coconut Ping. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping.
The call for the second act of My Widow Lorraine, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Reporter Jerry Mitchell, sent out to interview career woman Lorraine Abbott, finds that she thinks he's her husband returned from the dead, but he insists he's never seen her before. Well, it's now later the same day. Jerry sits unhappily in his room when his friend Carl, another reporter, enters.
Well, Jerry, I've seen CB.
Yeah?
You're fired again. Every paper in town scooped us on the Abbott story.
Oh, sure.
However, CB is willing to give you another chance.
What's the catch this time?
He wants you to write a series of articles on how it feels to come back from the dead.
Tell him to drop dead and write his own article.
Oh, now look, I wouldn't take it in that spirit, Jerry. After all, you need a job.
I'll find something. Right now, all I'm interested in is catching the next plane out of town.
You mean you're going to desert your little wife again?
What a pal you turned out to be, Carl. I told you.
Oh, it isn't that I doubt your story, Jerry. I think you just forgot that you were married.
Well, I'm not that absent-minded. Besides, Mrs. Abbott is hardly the kind of wife that men forget.
Well, just the same, you were wounded in the war, weren't you?
Yes, I got a piece of shrapnel in my leg.
Well, there you are. You must have married Lorraine while you had amnesia.
You don't get amnesia from being shot in the leg.
Are you sure? A lot of strange things happened during the war.
Nothing as strange as that. If I'd ever had amnesia, I'd remember it, wouldn't I?
But that's the insidious... That's the insidious thing about amnesia. You don't remember.
You mean... I might have had it without knowing and then forgotten about it after I recovered?
Well, something like that.
Oh, gosh. I wish I'd never come back from the dead.
But think of your widow, Jerry. She's glad you're back.
She didn't look it. She thought she was having a nightmare.
Well, that's because it was such a shock. If you go away now, Jerry, you'll break her heart all over again.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that, but if that's another reporter, I left town 10 minutes ago.
Don't worry. I won't let anyone in.
Good evening.
Oh, you.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Abbott, or Mitchell, or whatever his name is.
Well, I don't think that, well, maybe you'd better come in.
Thank you.
Jerry, it's Hyde, Lorraine Abbott's business manager.
Oh. Well, good evening,
I've just come from Mrs. Abbott's apartment. She's still too ill to see you.
That's good. I mean, I'm sorry she's ill.
But... However, I have full authority to handle her affairs. How soon can you start for Reno?
Well, how do you like that? I'm just back from the dead, and my loving widow wants to ship me off to Reno.
Yeah. Lorraine would go herself, but she'll be much too busy during the next 6 weeks preparing for our wedding.
Wedding? You mean you're planning to marry my wife?
Why, yes. On the 30th of next month. That's why it's necessary that you start for Reno at once.
But suppose I don't want to go to Reno.
How about that?
I was afraid you might prove mercenary, Mitchell, so I've come prepared. I have a check here for $5,000.
Why, you rat. If you think you can buy me
Hold it, Jerry. I don't think the landlady allows fighting on the premises.
You'd better think twice before you refuse my offer, Mitchell.
Why?
Because I happen to know that you're a no-account tramp reporter broken out of a job.
Why, you... Okay, Jerry, go ahead and sack him.
You also deserted your wife 6 years ago, but now that she's making big money, you're back trying to muscle in.
Brother, you asked for it. Good going, Jerry. They all swoon for you.
Come on, open the door and I'll drag the body out in the hall.
Right, it clutters up the joint.
Yeah, come on, give me a lift.
If the landlady asks any questions, we can tell her it's something that crawled out of the woodwork.
Yeah. That. Carl.
Yeah?
Why do you suppose they're in such a hurry to get rid of me?
Well, according to Hyde, they're planning to be married on the 30th.
Well, it's more than that. For some reason, they're both scared to death of me.
Well, Hyde sounded scared all right, but I don't see why Lorraine should be.
But she is. When she fainted today, it was from fright, not joy.
Yeah, the whole business looks screwy to me.
Me too. You know? Maybe it's time I paid a little social call on my widow. I can find her address in the phone book.
Yeah, but Hyde said she's too sick to see anybody.
Ah, she's faking.
Well.
Ah, here it is. Lorraine Abbott, 140 East 80. Hey, that's the Creston Manor.
What is it, Jerry? You're beginning to remember something about your marriage?
I remember something, all right. And now I know it's time I had a little chat with Mrs. Abbott.
Remember, Sarah, I'm too ill to see anyone. Oh, honestly, how am I ever going to get out of this awful mess?
Hello, darling.
How did you get in here?
Do you think a mere servant could stop me when I've waited all these years to hold you in my arms again?
Don't you dare touch me.
Oh, my precious little wife.
Please, I told you, Oh. You shouldn't have kissed me.
But darling, I'm your long-lost husband.
Your what?
I'm the man you married, that star-studded knight and romantic old Seville.
Seville?
Oh, sweetheart, will you ever forget that glorious honeymoon on the Riviera?
Oh, this is horrible.
I understand, dear. You're still suffering from shock.
Yes, I must be.
But I can explain everything.
You can?
I didn't know it at the time, but I had amnesia when I married you.
Is that what's wrong with you?
Oh, it comes and goes. When I left you in Singapore, it was because, I'd forgotten I was married.
Oh, and now you've remembered it again.
2 weeks ago, I saw a picture of my widow, the rich and successful designer, Lorraine Abbott.
Yes?
And suddenly it dawned on me that I was your husband.
Then that's when you decided to come back from the dead.
Well, I was broke and out of a job at the time.
So Eric was right. He said that you'd try to claim part of my money.
Oh, darling, I resent that. I wouldn't accept a penny from you.
Oh?
Not unless I earned it.
How could you earn any money from me?
Well, you could give me some little job around your office. Vice president or treasurer.
Why, this is outright blackmail. If Eric were here, I'd have him give you the beating you deserve.
I'll be glad to let him try it when he's recovered from the poke in the jaw I gave him a little while ago.
Why, get out of here, you thug. I refuse to consider your outrageous proposition.
All right, but the courier will be glad to take me back when I tell the managing editor I've got the lowdown on Lorraine Abbott.
You wouldn't dare to print that ridiculous story.
Don't worry, sweet. I won't print anything but the truth about her.
Well, I've changed my mind. I'll make you a vice president of Lorraine Incorporated.
Thank you.
On one condition.
Okay, what is it?
That we maintain a strictly business relationship.
All right, darling, if that's the way you want it, that's the way it'll be. Strictly business.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Beverly Younger, here is Myron Wallace. During the past week that I have been telling you about the newest Mars confection, the new Coconut Ping Bar, more and more candy lovers all over the country have found that the new Coconut Ping is truly the finest in coconut candy pleasure. For with each bite of a Ping bar, your teeth sink through a sweet, dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a soft, creamy, smooth nougat center. Together, the sweet, dark chocolate, fresh white coconut, and soft, rich nougat make every bite of the new Coconut Ping a truly thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping.
Next time!
There's the call for the third act of My Widow Lorraine, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Unable to get rid of Jerry Mitchell, the unemployed reporter, who may or may not be her long-lost husband, Lorraine Abbott made him a vice president of Lorraine Incorporated. Well, it's now a few days later. Eric Hyde, Lorraine's business manager, storms into his employer's office.
Lorraine, I insist that you do something at once about that worthless, insolent husband of yours.
Oh, dear, Eric, what's he done now?
I came back from lunch early, and I found him in my office going through my private papers.
But Jerry's just trying to learn the business.
That doesn't mean he can snoop in my business. What's more, when I ordered him out, he just laughed in my face and dared me to throw him out.
Well, why didn't you?
Lorraine, I have no desire to brawl with your husband.
That's very sensible of you, dear. And now I have to get back to work in these sketches.
You mean you refuse to do anything?
But, Eric, I can't throw him out of your office.
That's not what I meant. You could get rid of him for good if you'd insist on a divorce.
But we're so busy now. Maybe I can arrange to go to Reno after I return from Paris.
But that'll be too late. You know how much I count on going to Paris with you, darling.
I know. I'm afraid we'll just have to go on waiting.
But, Lorraine, I'm tired of waiting, and I'm tired of putting up with your husband's prying.
Well, try to be patient, dear. Maybe Jerry will have another attack of amnesia and wander off again.
Lorraine, surely you don't believe that absurd story.
Well, why not? Loads of people have amnesia.
A lot of crooks use it as an alibi, too, when they're trying to conceal some crime.
Oh, nonsense, Eric. Jerry isn't a crook.
He looks like one to me.
But really...
You know, dear, I think we should hire a detective to investigate Mitchell.
Well, why on earth should we do that?
Well, if he's subject to amnesia, he may have collected several wives he can't remember before he met you.
Eric, that's a fantastic notion.
Just the same. If it turns out Mitchell committed bigamy when he married you, why, that would make your marriage invalid. Then we can go ahead and be married on the 30th, just as we planned.
Eric, I forbid you to have Jerry investigated.
Now, just leave that to me, dear.
But I...
As your business manager and future husband, it's my duty to protect your interests as I see fit.
Thank you.
You know, Angel, I like this place.
Jerry.
Doesn't it remind you of that little gypsy tea room in
Jerry,
Vienna?
Jerry, will you listen to me? The reason I suggested that we have dinner together is that I wanted to talk to you alone.
Okay.
Jerry, Eric is beginning to suspect that you may be a crook.
Me?
Yes. Going to have you investigated.
Oh, brother, that's really good.
You mean it's bad.
No. Let him go ahead and investigate. My past is an open book, darling.
I'm not worried about that. It's just, well...
I know. You're afraid that if Eric investigates my past, he'll find out that you never married me.
That I... Oh, then you didn't have amnesia. And you know everything?
Well, not everything. I still haven't figured out why you were posing as my widow.
I wish I hadn't now.
Then why did you?
Well, when I first opened my dress salon, I was so young. Well, I thought it would sound more mature and dignified if I called myself Mrs. Abbott.
Yes, but why pick me to play Mr. Abbott?
I didn't pick you. I found you in a trash can.
You found me in a trash can? Lorraine, I've never sunk that low.
I mean, I found your photograph. Someone threw it away.
So that's how you got hold of it?
Yes.
You know, that really had me baffled until I remembered it was one I gave Betty years ago.
Betty?
She's a girl I was engaged to when I left New York. She used to live at Preston Manor, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the photograph would look convincing on my desk.
Oh, sure.
And the inscription, with all my love, Jerry, was appropriate, too. So I called you Jerry Abbott and...
And told everyone I was your dear departed husband, never dreaming I might come back from the dead someday.
I should say I didn't. But now Eric will find out that I've been deceiving him all these years.
Well, don't worry about it.
But he's insisting that I marry him before I sail for Paris.
Insisting? But I thought you wanted to marry him.
Oh, no. Not really.
Well, I'll be...
I was happy as a widow, but Eric kept pestering me to marry him, so I finally agreed. On the day you came back.
Yes, he has good reason for pestering you, Lorraine.
What do you mean?
How long is it since you've glanced over your firm's books?
Why, I never pay any attention to them. I'm too busy with my designing.
That's what I thought.
What?
Today, going through Eric's desk, I found evidence that he's been dabbling in the stock market with funds borrowed from Lorraine Incorporated.
What?
That's right.
So that's why he said it would be too late if we waited until I returned from Paris to be married.
Exactly. He's managed to cover up so far, but the auditors are due to examine the books, and that means...
That he had to marry me before it was discovered. Oh, Jerry, you're wonderful.
Of course.
Is that why you pretended you'd had amnesia and blackmailed me into giving you a job? To save me from Eric?
Well, that was one reason. I had to have some way of getting into the office so I could snoop for evidence.
And the other reason?
Why, I had to find out why you were posing as my widow. I'm going away.
Oh, no. No, you're not going to desert me again.
Well, you don't want a dead husband around, do you?
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
No, no, no. It would cause you too much embarrassment. I'll just vanish again and let you enjoy your widowhood.
But I... No, that isn't fair to you, Jerry.
No?
No. You came back because you wanted to get a job here.
Oh, sure, but I never stay long in one place. I can get a job anywhere.
Well, Jerry, how are you, my boy?
Oh, hello, C.B.
And, of course, this is Mrs. Mitchell, or should I call you Mrs. Abbott?
Why, I prefer to be called Mrs. Mitchell. Abbott is just my professional name.
This is C.B. Todhunter, Lorraine. He's my...
So I gather.
I'd ask you to join us, C.B., but...
Why, thanks, Jerry. I will. I've been wanting to see you.
That isn't what you said the last time you saw me.
You know, Mrs. Mitchell, your husband is one of the best newspaper men who ever worked for me.
Oh, yes, I know how smart he is.
He had just one fault.
What's that?
Sometimes when I used to send him out on a story, he'd forget to come back. Maybe for years.
Now, look...
But, Mr. Todhunter, that was because he had amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yes. But he's all over it now.
Lorraine, I don't think you should...
Well, I swore I'd never hire him again, Mrs. Mitchell, but now that he's married and settled down, he may be able to curb his desire to roam.
Well, if he doesn't curb it, I will.
Now, look here, you can't...
Jerry, I've decided to give you another chance.
Well, I appreciate that, C.B., but I'm afraid...
I'm going to make you our foreign editor.
Me? Foreign editor?
Oh, that's wonderful. We accept with pleasure.
Good.
But there's just one thing.
What's that?
Well, I'm sailing for Paris in 3 weeks.
Oh, I get it. You want Jerry to go with you.
But look, Lorraine, you know I...
Now, don't worry, my boy. I'll take care of everything.
But I... Oh, golly.
Oh, the poor darling. Mr. Todhunter, he's so overwhelmed, he just can't say a word. Oh,
that moonlight. Jerry, darling, doesn't it remind you of that gorgeous night in romantic old Seville?
Oh, cut it out, will you? You've never had amnesia.
Darling, ask the driver to take us through Central Park.
I'm taking you straight home, and then I'm hopping the first plane out of town.
But, Jerry, you promised Mr. Todd, Hunter.
You promised him. I didn't.
But I thought you'd like that job.
Sure, I'd like it. Not if I have to stay married to hold it. I'm not the marrying kind, Lurie.
Are you sure of that?
You better. Now, wait a minute. You stay over there on your own side of the cab.
But it's so cold over there, Jerry.
Well, it isn't any warmer on this side.
Darling, do you remember that first time you put your arms around me? Like this?
Lorraine, don't you dare touch me.
That's what I said, too. But after you kissed me...
Now, see here, I Gee, Lorraine, I...
Yes, dear?
I think I'll take that job after all.
I'm glad, Jerry. But haven't you forgotten something?
Forgotten something?
Why, I've been your widow for so long, darling. Isn't it about time you asked me to be your wife?
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut King Bar. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and featured Beverly Younger. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland, Geraldine Kay, Michael Romano, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Barber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Now, here is Harry Elders with a very important announcement.
Beginning October 6th, the week after next, Curtain Time will be heard on Wednesdays and at a different hour over NBC. For the exact time of broadcast in your community, let me suggest that you check the radio page of your local newspaper.
Are those the only changes, Harry?
That's right, Pat. In every other respect, Curtain Time will be the same. But remember, beginning the week after next, October 6th, Curtain Time will be heard on Wednesday night. Our play will be a rollicking comedy romance entitled The Family Man.
Thanks, Harry Elders, and good night.
Good night, Pat.
And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spots here in Chicago. Until Wednesday, October the 6th, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your new date on Wednesday nights over NBC when the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar present... Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And Wednesday, October 6th, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut King.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.